We wave palm branches, singing songs of Christ's triumphant entry into Jerusalem. We are joyful and triumphant. And ever so abruptly, the scene pivoted. And we entered, some of us unexpectedly, into his death in this long, tragic gospel reading. We've made a dramatic shift in this service from joyful, triumphant entry to the cruelty of the cross. We began expectant and are now in disbelief. And this shift will carry with us through the end of the week until we wake up on Easter morning. And as we reflect on the passion of Jesus from the Gospel of Mark, I want to remind us that the Word of God is alive and active, and the Holy Spirit speaks to us through the narrative of Scripture. And I want to first invite you to enter this holy week, this set-apart week, expectant that God wants to meet you in a new way, expectant that God wants to reveal himself to you in the person of Jesus, expectant that God wants to heal you and set you free, expectant that he who began a good work in you, surely he is faithful to bring you out of error into truth, and out of darkness into light, and out of death into life. So with expectant hearts this morning, I want to invite us to consider two questions in light of our gospel reading. And the first question is this: what is God like? What is God like? And many of us have asked this question before. Some of us here sincerely trying to figure out, like, how does this world even work? Like, what is even going on? And others of us here are suffering, or our experience of the world has forced this question upon us. And for all of us, just looking at the news and considering the world around us, a world of violence and war and tragedy, brings this question to the surface again and again and again. Can God really be good and loving? Based on my experience or in the world that we live in, is God really kind and patient and filled with compassion? Or you might be here this morning asking a precursor question. If there is a God, what would that God be like? And this holy week, the death of Jesus Christ is set right in front of us. And this week for Christians demonstrates the climactic answer to that question. We are a people who believe that the God that we worship is most perfectly revealed to us in Jesus Christ. That the God of the entire cosmos entered our world in the smallness and vulnerability of human form. That God emptied himself, as we heard from the Apostle Paul to the church at Philippi, who came not as a king to conquer the world, but in humility, riding on a lowly donkey. A God who suffers alongside of us and on our behalf. And a God who ultimately rescues us from death and swallows us up in his very life. This is the revelation of God to us. This is what God is like. And this morning, may God grant us the eyes to see and the ears to hear this revelation of God in Jesus Christ. The second question that I want to invite us to consider this morning is, what are we like? Not only what does this story tell us about what God is like, but what does this story tell us about ourselves? Where are we in this story? Where are we to locate ourselves in this narrative? And at the beginning of our service today, we waved palm branches and joined in with the people who welcomed Jesus into Jerusalem as king. And we are first people who welcome and receive Jesus. We're a people who acknowledge our need of something bigger than ourselves, something greater than we can produce on our own. And some of us might be here this morning, and maybe we don't even know that much about Jesus, but we have participated this morning in welcoming and receiving Jesus. But we also participated in this second narrative. As we read the last days of Christ's life, we also had a part. We were the ones who yelled out, "Crucify him, crucify him." We are a fickle people who in one breath we bless the Lord, and in the next breath we reject him. And today we acknowledge our place in the story. We acknowledge and enact that as people, we in one moment receive with open arms the one who has come to rescue us from our self-centered obsessions. And in the next moment, we choose our own way and we cry, "Give us Barabbas, give us violence, give us autonomy, give us our own way." And we hurt each other and we use each other in our desperate attempt to stay in control. We don't need Jesus. We play a very significant role in the story. None of us are here this morning as innocent bystanders. We are here as participants in the drama of history. And today we remember not only just what God is like, but we are also confronted with the part that we play. And we enter Holy Week as both the triumphant faithful welcoming Jesus, and we also enter Holy Week convinced of our own self-sufficiency. And this is where we find ourselves as we prepare to receive the gift of resurrection life from a God who refuses to abandon us to our own way. A faithful God, intent on forming us into a resurrection people, a people who have been brought out of error into truth, and out of darkness into light, and out of death into life. And this is really good news. Amen. I want to invite you into a moment of silent reflection to give space to the Holy Spirit, what the Holy Spirit might want to say to you this morning.